Welcome to episode 760 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Proverbs, a gem in the Bible's wisdom literature, has, for generations, provided practical insights on living rightly. Its teachings are not just for the mind, but more importantly, for the heart. When internalized, they have the transformative power to shape our attitudes, actions, and interactions. The heart, in biblical context, often refers not merely to our emotions, but the core of our being, to our motivations, desires, and our intellectual and moral faculties. Proverbs 4 verse 23 reminds us, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." This verse underscores the pivotal role the heart plays in our lives. If our hearts are steeped in wisdom, our actions will reflect that. Conversely, if they harbor folly, our deeds will mirror this too. Firstly, we must understand that biblical wisdom is distinct from mere knowledge. One can be knowledgeable and yet act foolishly. Wisdom goes beyond knowing what is right to living it out. Proverbs emphasizes not just the acquisition of wisdom, but its application. Proverbs 3 verse 13 says, "Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, and the one who gets understanding." The foundational tenet in Proverbs, as we have explored several times in the past couple of weeks, is the fear of the Lord. This isn't about being terrified, but having a reverential awe and respect for God and His commandments. Proverbs 1 verse 7 states, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." When we approach life with this godly reverence, we position ourselves to receive and internalize wisdom. Our respect for God becomes the catalyst for our transformation, affecting our attitudes towards others and our everyday actions. Pride often stands as the most significant barrier to wisdom. Proverbs 11 verse 2 tells us, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom." To let wisdom transform us, we must humbly acknowledge our need for it and recognize our human tendency to err. Besides praying for humility, what else can we do to minimize our susceptibility to pride? Seek feedback. Allow trusted friends, mentors, or colleagues to give you feedback. They might see areas of pride of which you're unaware. Practice gratitude. Every day, identify and appreciate the roles that others play in your success. Recognize that no achievement is solely yours. Serve others. Volunteer and get involved in community service. Assisting those in need helps shift the focus from oneself and fosters a grateful heart. Learn continuously. Adopt a learner's mindset. No matter how much you know, there's always more to learn. This keeps one humble. Admit mistakes. Recognize when you're wrong and apologize. Admitting mistakes demonstrates strength of character and humility. Avoid comparison. Comparing yourself to others can foster pride or insecurity. Recognize your unique path and celebrate others' successes. Limit exposure to excessive praise. While it's good to receive affirmation, constant praise can inflate the ego. Know how to discern genuine compliments from flattery. Value every individual. Recognize the worth and dignity of every person. No job or role is inferior. Respect every individual, regardless of their status. Embracing wisdom isn't a one-time event, but a daily journey. Proverbs is replete with contrasts between the wise and the foolish. The wise are depicted as continually seeking understanding and discernment, while the fool despises instruction. Proverbs 18 verse 2 says, "A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion." One of the significant areas where the transformative power of wisdom is evident is in relationships. When wisdom permeates our hearts, it affects how we speak, listen, and react. Proverbs 15 verse 1 shares, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Such wisdom changes confrontations into conversations, animosity into amity. Here are a few practical tips, inspired by Proverbs, that you should consider. Pause before speaking. Take a moment to think before you respond, especially in emotional or heated situations. Prioritize listening over speaking. This not only helps you understand others better, but also gives you time to formulate thoughtful responses. Avoid gossip. Refrain from speaking about someone in a negative way when they're not present. If you wouldn't say it to their face, it's best not to say it at all. Stay calm. When confronted or provoked, try to remain calm and collected. Responding in anger often leads to regrettable words. Limit negative talk. Constantly complaining or speaking negatively can become a habit. Be conscious of the energy you're putting out and strive to be more positive. Think about impact. Before speaking, consider how your words might affect others. Establish boundaries. It's okay to let others know when a topic is off limits or when you'd prefer not to discuss certain things. Practice silence. Spend some time in silence daily, even if it's just a few minutes. Reflect. At the end of the day, reflect on your conversations. Were there times you were proud of your restraint? Times you wished you'd said things differently? The transformation that wisdom brings isn't a static state, but an ongoing process. There's always more to learn, more areas in which we can grow. Proverbs 1 verse 5 says, "Let the wise hear, and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance." Jesus' teachings in the New Testament, while not always directly referencing the term wisdom, as is done frequently in the book of Proverbs, undoubtedly emphasize the principles and virtues that embody a heart of wisdom. Here are some key teachings and instances that highlight Jesus' perspectives on pursuing a heart of wisdom. Matthew 6 verse 33, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Prioritizing God's kingdom and his righteousness is the beginning of wisdom. By putting God's will above our own, we demonstrate a wise understanding of what truly matters in life. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus speaks of the wise man who built his house on the rock and the foolish man who built his house on the sand. Jesus equates hearing and acting upon his teachings with wisdom. It's not just about knowledge, but about living out that knowledge in one's life. When asked about the greatest commandment, Jesus replies in Matthew 22 verses 37 to 39, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." True wisdom is understanding and living out the essence of God's law, which is love, love for God, and love for others. In the parable of the 10 virgins, in Matthew 25, Jesus contrasts the wise virgins, who were prepared with extra oil, with the foolish virgins, who were not. Wisdom involves being prepared and understanding the times. It's about anticipating needs and acting accordingly. The book of Proverbs addresses the idea of being humble in many instances. Jesus also emphasizes the value of humility. Matthew 23 verse 12, "For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Wisdom is knowing one's place before God and others and not thinking too highly of oneself. Jesus speaks of counting the cost before deciding to follow him, likening it to a person who calculates the cost before building a tower. Wisdom is about evaluating decisions, understanding the sacrifices, and being willing to commit. While Jesus doesn't frequently use the term wisdom directly in his teachings, the essence of his message revolves around living with a heart and mindset aligned with God's wisdom. It's about understanding the eternal over the temporal, the spiritual over the material, and God's will over self-will. Pursuing a heart of wisdom, according to Jesus, means aligning one's life with God's truths and love. What is your heart pursuing? Father, thank you for the gift of your wisdom found in your word. Teach us to fear you rightly, to approach you with reverence and awe. Open our hearts to receive your wisdom and our minds to understand your teachings. May our lives reflect the wisdom that comes only from you, living in obedience and righteousness. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.